Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, folks? This is a special episode of Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raisin Grace Studios. I want to give a big shout out to Williams Tire over in Danville. Thank you, guys. Chris Nobles at Nobles Networking. Hit him up for all your internet needs. Red Circle, putting a little change in my pocket, and all the corporate sponsors on the show. Every week, we're growing a little bit. We're having a little more fun. We're getting bigger guests on. We're getting cooler fucking people. But the people that really matter are the ones that are listening, and I am very, very grateful for each and every one of y'all. Speaking of being grateful for each and every one of y'all, let's get down to the reason why I'm dropping this right now, all by my lonesome. Me and some of your favorite guests we've had on this show that have huge social media followings and are very talented musicians are all going to the beach together June the 7th through the 11th. And we are doing a podcast giveaway for two of you to go to the beach with us. And all you have to do to enter to win is you have to go to RaisinGraceStudios.com. RaisinGraceStudios.com. That's a mouthful. I hate doing this type of shit. But hey, y'all listen up. I'll try to get through it as quick as possible. I know you're supposed to like be classy and stuff when you do advertisements and all that kind of shit, but hey, it's not how we do it around here at Politics, Religion, and Whiskey. But we are going to the beach, and we do got some raffle tickets. I need each and every one of you guys to go buy. We've got to sell 300 tickets between right now, Sunday night, the 16th, and next Friday. I don't even know what next Friday is. What is next Friday? The 21st. So we've got just a few days to sell a whole lot of tickets. These raffle tickets will give you a chance to win a free vacation June the 7th through the 11th in Destin, Florida with me, Kylie Strickland. God, she's going to be a fucking train wreck the whole time. But hey, you'll get to see her drunk, live, in person, and probably fucking up shit. Miss Kate Stinson, that beautiful, beautiful bitch. She will be there as well. If you listen to the show, then you've heard Conservative Anthony on here and Flawless Lawless. They'll be with us, as well as a new girl that we're bringing on, Miss Brooklyn. You know her as the big titty bitch. Her and her husband will be going with us. She's fixing to be an avid guest, a reoccurring guest a lot on the show. And I'm pretty sure her and Kylie are going to have their own show real, real soon. Kind of know the guy that's going to be producing it. along with some of my real good musician buddies from Nashville, Mr. Lee Tucker and Dustin Heron are going to be there for sure. But we got some more surprises. Just think about it. Hammered on the beach, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, we're still drinking because more than likely we've took a lot of Adderall, Adipix, whatever we take, drank a lot of Red Bull, to each their own. But we're still partying late into the morning. And hey, sit on the beach with us. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a really, really good time. If you're one of the lucky people who win, okay, all your drinks, all your food, all the activities that we do is paid for. If you live far, far away, I will buy you a plane ticket, round trip ticket. Oh, that's why I don't do advertisements. A round trip ticket there and back. If you live in Georgia or want to drive to Georgia and ride with me and Lee Tucker, you're more than welcome to ride with us down there. Or if you want to drive, we will cover your gas. You'll have your own room wherever we stay. You'll be able to be on all the podcasts that we record this week. This is a business trip, but we're going to have a whole hell of a lot of fun. But every day, there will be at least one show dedicated to the podcast. It won't always be with the same people. We're going to have people coming in and out. And we got some special guests from Florida that are going to show up, and you ain't going to want to miss them. It's going to be a really, really good time. But if you'd like to sit on any of the shows that week, you can. And if you've got a really good story and you're the person who wins, well, then I'll do a show by myself with you, and you can tell your story. Or you can pick a couple of the people that's there that you want to hear your story. If you want Kylie to hear your story, I'm sure she'd love to sit in on it too. Let's see, I already told you about the musicians. That'll be playing pretty much all day long, every day. Also, hey, if you're a fella or if you're a lady, me and Dustin Heron, I know, are going to be tearing up some golf courses. You're more than welcome to come play golf with us. Or if you don't play, you want to sit there and get drunk and watch me and him make an ass out of ourselves playing bogey golf, that's just as good. If you go to the website and you order, your order number is your raffle ticket number. And come next Friday, everybody's order numbers will be put into a generator. We'll be doing it live, and you'll get to see who wins. Each ticket is another chance to win. So if you buy one ticket, you got one chance. If you buy 10 tickets, you got 10 chances. The drawing, like I said, will be May the 21st. A few weeks before we go on vacation, so we can make travel arrangements for you. You can take off work and all that good shit. If you win and you would like to bring a friend, you have to let me know, but that's fine. If you don't want to come by yourself, you don't have to, but I ain't paying for shit for it. If you want to bring somebody because you don't know us and you don't feel comfortable with us, I don't fucking blame you, because it's going to get rowdy. It's going to get wild. You're probably going to see some nakedness. You're probably going to see some shit you don't want to see, to be honest with you, but I promise it will be a damn good time. Let's see. And hey, here's the best part. How many folks out there need a new gun? How many folks out there want a new gun? Well, to add a little spice to it or whatever, let's say one of the two people that win can't go. Well, you're going to get a brand new in the box Springfield Armory 9mm. And if both contestants can go, well, then first place we'll get that Springfield 9mm. All this for a $20 raffle ticket. So you're going to get a lot. It's going to be fun. I know some of the activities that we plan on doing is going to Crab Island. We're going to eat a lot, play a lot of golf, a massive amount of drinking. I mean, a fucking massive amount of drinking. A lot of people have asked why we want to do this. Like, why do you want to take strangers with you on vacation? Well, the people that are going with us that are big on social media, we all realize that the reason why any of us have a following is because of people like you listening to us right now. We're grateful for y'all. I know that my career ain't shit without y'all. We don't get to be number 17 in the world at one point in time and number 25 in the world at one time if it's not for you guys. Also, a bunch of y'all have hooked me up with some really cool people. This year alone, we have had Ginger Billy. We've had Kristen Kelly. We've had Allie Colleen. We have had Conservative Barbie. We've had Perfectly Kelsey. I could go on and on and on. Those are the ones that are just hitting me right now. And we have got some really big ones coming up that you guys are going to be shocked by. You're going to be like, holy shit, is Josh getting cooler? What? The show's just getting better. Also, I want to drop this one out there, put a little bug in you guys' ear. If you like the show and there's somebody you want to hear on the show, email them on our behalf. Email them, get us their contact information. And if you ever get somebody big on our show or somebody really good with a great story, then guess what? You know what we're going to do? We're going to give you a lot of free shit and ask you to come be part of the show. So, there's a lot of incentive. This is somebody messaged me yesterday and said I'm a big fan. We don't have fans. We've got family. So, you're part of the Raising Grace family if you're listening to this right now. And that's one reason why we want you to go to the beach with us. We want to give back. We want to say thank you. Yeah, does your raffle ticket end up helping pay for the trip? Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you the truth on that one. But it's a chance for all of us creators, podcasters, musicians to get together and hopefully create some good stuff, some entertaining stuff for y'all guys while we're down there. I've had several people ask me, hey, if we want to pay for ourselves.
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Can we stay wherever y'all stay? No. You can't stay at the same place we stay, like in our room, but I can't tell you what to do. If you want to come down here and hang out with us on your own dime, fuck yeah. Come hang out. Have fun with us. If anybody lives around that area and has got anything cool for us to do, or you've got something that we don't know about that is out of the ordinary to do in Destin, or in that part of Florida, hey, let us know. We're up for adventures. I'm down to fuck some shit up and have a good time while I'm down there. So make sure whatever we do, there's a drinking allowed. It's going to be fun. I really hope a bunch of y'all can go with us. I haven't been dropping my Cash App or my, Cash App and Venmo. Yeah, I haven't been doing that shit. Apparently, I know I said it when Red Circle first got me, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. So, what I'd like for y'all to do, if you don't want to buy a raffle ticket, go make a donation to the show. If you've loved listening to the show, if you've got something out of the show, I don't care if it's $5. Don't care if it's $500. I will tell you this, though. I'm in a giving mood tonight. So, anybody that does donate $100, I will send you a shirt. And a lot of people, I don't know why y'all want me to sign shit. Or give a personal note. I'd rather just give you a personal note telling you thank you. But hey, if you donate $100, make sure you message me and I'll get you something. The only reason I'm doing that is because I'm told to. If you want to do it, I love you. If you don't, just keep listening to the show for free and enjoying it. The sponsors are the one that's supposed to be paying for this shit. But hey, every little bit helps. If you do donate money, I'll tell you this. It will go to me drinking a lot of alcohol. And booking more people to come on here and have a good time. So here is my Cash App. It is $JLTERRY87. JLTERRY87. Please make a donation. My PayPal, if it'll pull up, is, let's see, make sure you do family and friends, all that good shit. And of course, you want to jump off and be an asshole. Here it goes. Is at Josh Terry, J-O-S-H-T-E-R-Y, 920. I'm not sure who made that account for me, but yeah, that's it. And then Venmo. Venmo is Raisin Grace, R-A-I-S-I-N-G-R-A-C-E. Make a donation to the show, and it'll go to a good cause. It'll go to something good. And this last thing I'm going to say, we get off here. The money that is left over from the raffle tickets, there is going to a very good cause. It is going to something to do with domestic violence. I'm not 100% sure yet exactly what we're going to do with it. We've been approached by a couple different organizations that would like us to start helping more with domestic violence. I try to mainly do stuff with mental health issues as far as charities go, with our Mission 22, with the other shows that we've had on here, even like the dog one that we had on Project K9. But we've been approached, wouldn't mind helping. So the money that is not spent on vacation for the housing and some of the other stuff, it'll be given and donated to this charity. And each one of y'all's names that donated and bought a raffle ticket, well, I'm going to put all of y'all's names in a piece of paper when we donate the check. So when we mail it to them, so you're a part of that. And I mean, that's pretty much it. I want y'all to fucking come have a good time. There's somebody out there listening right now that needs a vacation and has been thinking, I cannot get the fuck away. I can't spend that type of money. Well, for $20, you got a chance to have a hell of a vacation with me, Kylie Strickland, Kate Stinson, Conservative Anthony, Flawless Lawless. God, I cannot wait for her to be my wingman at the bar. We are going to tear up some ass in Destin. Also, as far as musicians go, Lee Tucker, Dustin Heron, and I'm telling y'all, there's going to be some surprises that come for TikTok and for musicians. I've got some stuff lined up I cannot tell you about until you're there. Because if I put it on social media, it's liable to be a pain in the ass. People are liable to freak out. Or these people are liable to back out last minute because they're busy and they can't come. And then I look like an asshole. So I'd rather not do that. So please go make a donation to the show today through Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or buy a raffle ticket. Buy a raffle ticket, buy merchandise. Our new domestic violence shirts are out. On the front of it says, "Your battle is our battle, hashtag fight back against DV." And underneath it's got the Raising Grace logo. And on the back of that shirt, it says, "For those I love, I will do great and terrible things. Fight back against domestic violence." And in the background of it, there's a big purple ribbon. That's just our way of saying, hey, if you're hitting on a woman or you're being violent towards your partner, then we're here to stand up for you and let you know if you're in a bad situation, you tell us. We got you. You're family. You're family. You're not followers. You're not fans. You're family. And we have each other's back around here in the Raising Grace family. The other one is, of course, our big girl shirt, because y'all know I love my biggins. It says Biggins Barbecue on it. It's got a little piggy in the middle. It's a cute little pig. She's got a little dress on, a little bow in her hair. It's got sweet meat on the titties. And underneath it, it says Bones is for boys, meat is for men. You can find those shirts and a few more, along with the raffle tickets, at RaisingGraceStudios.com. RaisingGrace Studios.com. Please, y'all go buy some shit. I don't like doing stuff like this, but I got to start doing it because, well, we're entertaining, we're having fun. We got a good group of family members behind us now, talking about you guys that are listening right this minute. And this is part of every podcast. They get to a point to where the show's going really good, and we got to keep growing, and we need y'all's help to keep growing. Plus, we want to have fucking fun with y'all in person. So even if you can't make it to the vacation, remember, you got a chance to win a gun. And if you're ever around the area, come by Raising Grace Studios and introduce yourself. Call first. Message me on social media first. I'd love to meet each and every one of y'all that actually make me able to do this for a living. There's so much other shit I could go over with you guys. I just... Past couple months have been crazy. A lot of good things going on. I'm very blessed, and it's because of you guys that I'm getting blessed the way that I am, and I'm not oblivious to that. So thank y'all. Thank you very much. Raffle tickets, donate. If you're part of the Raising Grace family, it feels like I'm not covering something, but I really don't fucking know. yeah. Thank y'all so much. And tomorrow, we've got two episodes coming out. And by the end of the week, we'll have three more. We got five episodes in total this week. So y'all get ready. But please pay attention to the information listed on this. And by all means, help us out. Buy raffle tickets. Donate some money. Let's have a good fucking time. And I love y'all. I do, from the bottom of my heart. If you're listening to this right now and you don't buy a raffle ticket and you don't donate any money, that don't make me love you any less. You have made, ever since I got fired from radio, you've made it all worth it. And I want y'all to know that. If it wasn't for y'all, I don't get to do this. If it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't have got to meet Lynn Woods last weekend and do a show with him and speak. I wouldn't have got to meet some of the musicians. There's a whole lot of things, man. A whole lot of these people, Brianna, Kylie, everybody, Kate, Kelsey, Billy, just fucking, I could go on and on and on with names. If it wasn't for you guys, I never get to meet them. And I never get to make new friends and new family members. So I love each and every one of y'all. Get ready for the podcast giveaway beach trip. Go buy your raffle ticket now. And hopefully we'll be seeing y'all real damn soon. Love y'all, and thank y'all for making politics, religion, and whiskey what it is.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.